Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Good afternoon, radio friends. Thank you for tuning in today. We've got the Youngblood family up. They're going to be singing Heaven Will Be Mine. I know you're going to enjoy this, amen, as they sing. And I tell you, just take a time out today, amen, and just say, I thank the Lord for saving me. Thank God for, amen, the goodness of the Lord and all the things that He's done. Maybe you need to just take a time out for yourself and just praise God for just a little bit today, amen. And thank God for who He is. Heaven will be mine.
Well, my daddy used to read to me in the Bible every night. My mama told me stories about David and Goliath. I heard from Adam up to Jesus, all the way down to the cross. Praise the name of Jesus, heaven will be mine. And I can't wait till the day when I meet Him in the sky. I'll walk like David walked to a mansion that is mine, and I'll be thinking hallelujah, 'cause I lift my hands up high. Praise the name of Jesus, heaven will be mine.
Well, I gave my life to Jesus, and I was born again. The blood of Christ on Calvary saved me from my sins, and I've received the greatest gift of all, and I'll never be the same. Praise the name of Jesus, heaven will be mine.
And I can't wait till the day when I meet Him in the sky. I'll walk like David walked to a mansion that is mine, and I'll be thinking hallelujah, 'cause I lift my hands up high. Praise the name of Jesus, heaven will be mine. And I can't wait till the day when I meet Him in the sky. I'll walk like David walked to a mansion that is mine, and I'll be thinking hallelujah, 'cause I lift my hands up high. Praise the name of Jesus, heaven will be mine.
Jesus, heaven will be mine.
Hallelujah. Amen. What a blessing. Amen. Thank the Lord. Amen. One of these days, amen, I'm going to be able to walk down the street of gold. The Bible said, amen, that there's walls of jasper, amen, and gates of pearl. I can't wait. Amen. What a blessing to be able to, for our eyes. The Bible said, eye hath not seen nor ear heard, neither hath entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for those that love Him. Friend, those of us that's been born again by the grace of God, we on the little end of something real big. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm looking forward to the day. Amen. We're getting ready to start preaching on a series of messages on Ephesians chapter number 4. And I tell you, I believe it's going to be a blessing to you. This is going to be part number 1 of the message as we go to a live recording from the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. Hope you'll tune in all week. Amen. And enjoy the message this week. In Ephesians chapter number 4, if you're there, we're looking at several different scriptures. Verses 1 through 16 deal with the subject of oneness. Oneness, being together. And that's what we are to be. We are to be together, amen. And look, I'm going to tell you, this is not a time for division. This is the time we come together as one, amen. And the church, the bride of Christ, is a unit. It's one. Now, it's not Fletcher and Hooper's Creek and Progress and fellowship. No, we're all under one. We may be different in our thoughts and in our beliefs somewhat, but we ought to be unified in one subject, and that ought to be Christ. Amen. Christ is still the only way to heaven according to the Word of God. I want to focus, if you will, look at verse number 17. I say therefore, now if you go back and you read the first portion of this, he's speaking about, once again, about oneness. Verse 15 says, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up in Him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. So we are, as Christian people, we are not to look like the world. We're not to participate in worldly activities.
We are not to engage in worldly things. As we come together in Christ, we are to look like Christ, act like Christ, and do things that Christ would do. Amen. That's what oneness is all about. Now look at verse number 17. Now, under my Bible, it says this, a new way of thinking. Now, I'm going to go ahead and say it this way. Thinking's one thing, living's another. Amen. It's one thing for us to think right, but it's another way for us to live right. You can't just think it, you got to live it. Amen. That's what being a Christian's all about. A Christian means this, that we are a follower of who? Jesus, right? Look at verse 17. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk in the vanity of their mind. So many people today are just saying, well, this is what the Bible says, and they give their own interpretation. Be careful with that. Well, it really didn't mean that. Well, if the Bible said it, we ought to believe it, right? And that ought to settle it in our hearts. Amen. Look at verse number 20. Having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over unto lasciviousness to work all uncleanness with greediness. But ye have not so learned Christ, if so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversation. You ought to put off some things. If you've been saved by the grace of God, you ought to put off some things. There ought to be some boundary lines in your life. You ought to say, I'm not going down there. I'm not going around them. I'm going to live totally different based on my new leadership, the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the head, amen. I'm not to follow anything but the Lord Jesus Christ. Look what he says right here. He said, the old man, which is corrupt according to the lust, deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. I'm going to talk today about some things. And I want you to know this morning, we preached a while back on the sin of drunkenness. I believe this. I believe that what we're trying to do is live in the world and be like the world. That's not what the Bible said to do, amen. That's not Christianity. That's not being saved. The Bible just simply said that we got to live right, amen. And if we claim to be Christians, if we claim to be soldiers, if we claim to be stewards of the Lord, then we ought to live it before everybody else. How's the world ever going to know how to live if you don't demonstrate it before them? If you keep running with the world, if you keep saying, well, that's all right, I'm just discouraged, I'm down and out right now, I'm just going to do whatever I want to do, and I'm going to take a pause on Jesus for a little while, how's that going to impact your testimony and those that are around you? The world will never get better if they only see the world in you. But if they see Christ in you, they'll see something different. Look at verse number 25. Wherefore, putting away lying, this is where I want to take our text verse today, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, and we are members of one another. This morning there's a man who attended church, and his wife was homesick and she wasn't feeling well. And so as the man came home, the man walked in the door and his wife said, well, what did the preacher preach on today? And he said, well, you know, he preached on sin. And she said, well, whoa, give me some information. What about sin? And he just, his slow words were something like this, well, I'm pretty sure he was against it. And that's all he said, was I'm pretty sure he was against it. What's the point, preacher? The point is this, we have generalized sin so much and loosely thrown it around that we're in a place where we don't focus on our quality, we're focusing on this, I'm going to heaven and that's all that matters. Can I tell you, there's more to the Christian life than just going to heaven. There's more to the Christian life. Can I tell you the fellowship that you can have from the Holy Spirit if you'll just been walked the way that you ought to walk? Now, much like in a mechanic shop, you got a toolbox with many tools in it, right? And if I say I need a wrench, if I tell Zach I need a wrench, go get me a wrench, he's going to say which one, right? What size? give me specifics. Well, if I say go get a wrench and he goes over the, there's metric, there's inch, you know, there's inches, there's all kinds, there's half inch wrenches, there's, you know, there's metric side of the 8 millimeter, there's all kinds of different things there. You got to be specific in what you want, right? God has been specific to us in the sins that we ought to leave. It's not just a generalization of, boy, we've been saved from sin, but God gives us specific areas to which we are to focus on. I want to focus on a specific area this morning, and I want you to look at it. In Paul's letter to the Ephesians, he's encouraging his readers to walk in purity. Well, we've lost that in our day. We've quit walking in purity. We're walking just because we could get there, amen. But we need to walk with purpose and purity. Toward the end of the text, Paul provides some concrete, practical areas that his readers can focus on in their lives. And if they want to live in purity, there's some things that they've got to do. Specific areas to which they've got to pay attention to. I'm going to tell you something. If you're going to have progress, real progress in the Christian life, you're going to have to focus on some areas to maintain and some areas to improve on. I think that people are just happy coming to church, but they never put it forth the effort to move forward in the things of God. Coming to church is only one thing. It's only one part. There should be some areas that you're working on daily to improve on for the things of God. How many wants to be great for Christ? Do you really, or are you saying that just because you're in a church setting this morning? The test comes tomorrow. Amen. The test comes tomorrow. You say who you are, not in here. You say it tomorrow before all of those people that you work with. There's five sins that Paul deals with specifically in Ephesians chapter number 4, verses 25 through 32. Five sins that nearly every single one of us Christians seem to struggle with. The book of Ephesians is a letter that is specifically about how the church can not only survive, but it can also thrive in the world in which we live if we will maintain a level of holiness. Churches, look here. Why would anybody want to come to our church if we don't live holy? I'm talking about, now listen, I'm not talking about lost churches. I'm not talking about worldly churches. I'm talking about God-fearing, God-honoring church. Why would you want to come to church with a bunch of misfits that don't know how to live right anyhow? There's no quality there. You ain't going to want to participate, right? I mean, if there's no quality there, then I could also tell you this. There's probably no God there either. So there must be a level to which we look at what the Bible says and then turn around and apply it to our own lives. Now, this morning, I'm going to focus on one. And I believe this. I believe that you can live holy. I believe you can have a church that's full of the holiness of God. I believe that, man, that you can be cured from sin that ails you. How am I going to do that, preacher? Walk after Christ. Follow what his example was. And you'll see it greatness, amen. Listen, Paul wrote this letter to the Ephesians. He spoke of sins that will ruin and destroy your life. Sin will impact your spiritual life. Sin will impact your physical life as well. Can I tell you, people walk around with guilt. And that guilt will eat at you physically. It will work on you, friend. How many of you have ever known somebody that's lived in sin? And boy, they got out of the will of God and watched how that sin destroyed their life. And you see them maybe 5 years down the road and you're like, what in the world happened to them? I mean, sin is destroying their life. Sin is waiting on them. That's what happens, friend. Listen, the truth shall set you free, not make you bondage. I'll put you in bondage.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.